For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Good morning, New Orleans, and thank you so much for joining me once again on A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. Happy Tuesday morning. Hope you woke up and set some significant time aside to be with our Lord. I genuinely pray you are doing that. I'm very blessed we have a partner who, she actually wonderfully got born again at one of our retreats. And she wrote me 2013, Anna, every morning, I hope she's listening, every morning I sit with my cereal before work and I read my Bible. Gosh, I love that. Do you do that, my brethren? Are you setting significant time aside? Either reading that Bible, saying good morning to God before everything else of your day begins, before all the demands come, seeking first the kingdom and his righteousness, seeking the king and his way of doing things, and then knowing everything else will come into a correct place. That's the key to life, my brethren. Seek God first, be with him, not just for what he can give you, but for who he is. Oh, gracious, gracious. All right, well, we're in Jeremiah 17. You know, I have so many teachings I love. I'm so drawn to the John 15, 16, and 17, the inner sanctuary type of teaching. A dear friend of mine, another one of our partners, gave me a book, actually, called The Inner Sanctuary. And man, I'm loving it, I'm loving it. If she's listening, I know she listens to us when she's driving her in her carpool. I love the book. But we're giving two ways of life contrasted in Jeremiah 17, verses 5 through 8. You need to read those. And we're talking about verse 7 and 8 when it says, blessed is the one who puts his trust and confidence in God. He won't fear when the heat comes. His leaves are always green. He does not worry in a year of drought. And he never fails to bear fruit. I had another partner, a friend of ours, say, Anna, what is the fruit? Well, I think first and foremost, we see from these scriptures, it would be the fruit of the Spirit. That inward working of God inside a human life that yields an outward, genuine fruit of the Spirit. The nine of them, you know them, look them up in Galatians. Love, joy, peace, patience, long-suffering, kindness, gentleness, goodness, self-control. Abiding on that vine, drinking of God, you bear much fruit. That's tangible. The outside world gets to look then and say, wow, I love the way you are. Why are you that way? Hence, you get to witness about Jesus. Jesus makes us that way because when Jesus lives inside of us, that's his character. But some more thoughts on fruit. When that fruit of the Spirit, yes, when that's flowing, I think another fruit is souls. Souls for the kingdom. Soul winning. Evangelism. Going out and winning the lost. Fruit. Another fruit. Answered prayer. Ask what you will, Jesus said in John. My Father's glorified. When you bear much fruit, ask. Answered prayer. Another fruit, I believe, is the good works, Ephesians 2:10, prepared beforehand that we'd walk in them. So what kind of fruit? That you bear much fruit? Fruit of the Spirit. Souls for the kingdom. Answered prayer and good works. Well, I found this neat little tidbit. I want to get this on the air on today's broadcast. And this is by Bruce Wilkinson. And he's going through all these things on abiding, which I'm just eating it up. But he says this regarding that vine. Now watch, did I just lose my place? Oh, my word. Aren't you glad that I'm being very real on the air? You know what? I'm going to have to pick that up tomorrow because I'm also running out of time. You've got to tune in for the rest of this on A Future with Anna Donahue. God bless.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.